Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The exceptionally cold spell of weather is still being experienced in parts of France, most particularly in the east of the country. There are 12 départements in this region which have been placed under orange alerts for extreme cold, from the Yonne to the Bas-Rhin. Temperatures of minus 16 were recorded in the Lorraine, minus 12 in Strasbourg, and likewise in Fontainebleau. To the west of the country, there are 8 départements who are also under orange alerts for snow and ice. This includes Brittany and the Loire-Atlantique. Elsewhere, there is concern about flooding, especially in the Somme, the Seine-et-Marne, and in Charente-Maritime. The Prime Minister, Jean Castex, is visiting a school in the 13th arrondissement of Paris to launch a new initiative based on saliva testing of children in schools. These tests are less invasive and physically painful than the PCR tests which have been thus far used. They will also be used by hospitals in Paris. President Macron is in Nantes today to present measures around young people and public service. He will be discussing his plans to reform ENA, the National School of Administration, which he had intended to close down. The head of state has decided that he would like to open up such establishments to students from more modest backgrounds as of this coming year. The project to build a fourth terminal at Roissy-Charles de Gaulle Airport has been abandoned. The Minister for Ecological Transition, Barbara Pompili, announced the news in Le Monde. The government has asked Paris Airport to come up with a new project, which is more in line with its objectives to combat climate change. And finally, McDonald's is stopping the addition of plastic toys in Happy Meals. The fast food chain is making moves to become more environmentally friendly, including stopping the use of plastic straws. The toys are to be replaced with books, collectible cards, and cardboard figures. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.